Welcome to Much Rock Podcast number 599. I am your host, Sid Souter. You just heard cowboy songs from the Athens, Georgia band Love Tractor. You can find that on the band's self-titled debut that came out in 1982, or I've got that on a 2020 repressing from Happy Happy Birthday to Me. The band's entire catalog is getting repressed. That's a good thing. I played something from the 1987 final record, well, before they broke up and reunited, Themes from Venus a few weeks ago. And so now we'll go all the way back to the beginning in 1982 to play something from their debut. Only 5 years, but a lot changed. This first album is instrumental. It's a little more experimental. Reminds me a lot of kind of mid-period Camper Van Beethoven, which is a very good thing. I'm going to keep picking up these Love Tractor records, so you're going to keep hearing them here on the podcast. But this week, you're not going to hear any more Love Tractor. You're going to hear some rock and roll. And Danny Lage and the Looks here are going to take care of that for you. This is Left, Right to One.
Yeah.
told you we're going to get some rock and roll. We just heard from Susie Moon from LA, the song Special Place in Hell. That's on a 3-song 12-inch called Call the Shots that was released May of last year on Pirates Press Records. She's currently on tour, and if those pictures on Instagram are true, it's an amazing show. Before that, we heard from Danny Lage and the Lokes with the song Left Right to One. You can find that collected on Retrospectacle, a greatest hits compilation put out November of 2021, digitally by Rumbar Records, though if you want the vinyl, KOTJ Records out of Spain has that. Pay the import prices. It'll be worth it, right? Originally, that was released in 2018 as a split 7-inch that I never picked up, so I was glad to hear that song now. It's a burner. Anyway, we're going to keep going here. More music, more rock and roll. This is Night Court with Noisemaker. and you listen to my scratchy old records. That is The Outlets from Boston, Massachusetts. The song is Can't Cheat the Reaper, and it's on the band's album Whole New World that came out in 1985. I think the only thing the band recorded while they were in their initial run. And that is an album I picked up on Discogs a few weeks ago, and wouldn't you know it, it has a scratch. It looks beautiful, it's signed, but it has a scratch, and I got a skip on one of my tracks. So if you get a better copy you want to sell, you get in touch with me. Before that, we heard from Night Court from Vancouver, BC. The song I played was Noisemaker. It's on the band's album Nervous Birds 1, which came out on Dead Offensive Records, or Snappy Little Numbers, depending on which side of the border you're on. And they've got something new coming out, and I'm sure I'm going to pick that up as well, because I enjoy that. It's a good mix of garage and indie and a little bit of power pop in there, too, and that makes me happy. I guess I should let you know how the podcast works now. It's pretty simple. Every week I get new music, I listen to it, and I play it on the podcast. If it's good, it's good. If it's bad, it's bad. Whatever. We'll get through it together. But hopefully I make good choices, make a good podcast, and keep you coming back week after week. More music now. It's going to be just as loud. This is The Wild Grooms with You Did Me Wrong.
To my face, you did me wrong. You took my place. I don't know why I can't get along with you. So long ago, there were we good. I was things could I stay the same. The things you did made me go insane. You did me wrong. You did me wrong.
Misery.
sounds so damn good. That is John Spencer and the Hitmakers with the song Junkman. That's on the new album Spencer Gets It Lit, which came out April 1st on In The Red Records. He's, of course, based out of New York, currently on tour. I'm looking forward to seeing that. I read something that said before Jack White, there was John Spencer, and before that, Lux Interior, and I like where this is going. Before that, we heard from the Wild Gooms from L.A. The song is You Did Me Wrong. That's the A-side of a two-song 7-inch that came out February of this year on Outro Records. That band has a great bill in L.A. coming up soon with Flesh Tones and, some other bands that just makes me want to get on a plane and head out there. Maybe I will. I thought I missed out on 1965, but the Wild Gooms tell me no. There's still time for that. Anyway, we are out of time, so I need to wrap things up here, let you know that you've been listening to Too Much Rock Podcast number 599, and I've been your host, Sid Souter. For more information on the podcast, you can visit the Too Much Rock website at toomuchrock.com. That's TOOMUCHROCK.com, or find me on your favorite social media sites like Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Sid Much Rock. Looking at the concert calendar, lots of great things coming up. Emmeline Twist is at the Mini Bar on the 19th. On the 21st, we have Lake Love playing an early matinee at 7th Heaven. Spine is at Farewell on the 22nd. On the 23rd, the Bishops are still scheduled to play the Brick, though I have got no confirmation on that one, so tread carefully there. 23rd, Daniel Gum and his full band is definitely playing Deep Space. Redder Moon are definitely at the Ship, and Viogression are at Farewell. On the 24th, Rollins is doing his spoken word things at Liberty Hall. Lake Love is playing at Rhino. North by North is playing at the Record Bar. On the 26th, Brandon Hangauer is playing the Replay as part of that 4x4 series. On the 27th, Sloth Rush is at the Record Bar. Junkyard Royalty is playing at Mockingbird. That'd be a crazy show. On the 29th, Birdhands is playing at Minibar. That's with Slights, and I forget who else. Should be a good show for old man rock and roll, if you're an old man like me. And then on the 30th, Ravagers is playing at Record Bar. That was at Minibar, moved to Record Bar, and that is with Susie Moon. So I'll see you there. Looking into May just a little bit, we got Brian Jonestown Massacre at the Bottleneck on the 2nd, A Deer, A Horse at Farewell on the 3rd, John Spencer is playing Record Bar at the 4th, as we talked about. See you there for that one, too. On the 5th, Jason Isbell's at the Uptown at Arson Class is playing Revolution Records on the 6th, and on the 7th, a night of great shows. Boomtown United is playing at Lemonade Park, Field Day featuring Doug Carrion from Dag Nasty and Descendants is at the Record Bar, Driver is playing at the Replay, and that'll take us into the enough shows for now, right? Looking at the website, there's a few new things out there. Photos and videos and my thoughts of the Grocer Dodging Daniel Gum Flora show. I got the same. My photos, videos, and thoughts of Coney Dummy, Ducks United, Hexes, and Kaleidoscope show. That right up there has pissed a few people off, so you might want to read that and hate on me too. And then my photos and thoughts of the Noise show I stumbled into accidentally, featuring Bastard Funeral, Brendan Wald, Viator, Excusable Negligence, and Pile of Dead Horses. Phew. Anyway, we got time for one more track here for you. I'm going to play something by the local. This is Silicone Prairie with the song America. It's on the band's debut album, My Life on the Silicone Prairie. Came out February of 2021 on Feel It Records on vinyl. Based out of Kansas City, playing a lot of shows now, and you should definitely check them out. A good combination of punk and art rock and, I don't know, just insanity from a guitarist that is very, very good. So anyway, we'll leave things here. This is Silicone Prairie with the song America. Thank you very much. We'll talk again next week. Stop.
Thank you.